Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while, and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time.
Yeah.
And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof,
which we love.
Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions.
Yep.
So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production, again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers,
dude,
you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, geez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Hello Sport Podcast, home of unqualified opinion and unwavering bias. Also the home of a two-time father. You're welcome. Also the home of a man on 1 hour's sleep. Also the home of the freshest mullet in the podcast game. That being one Edward Simpson. How are you, my friend?
Good, mate. Good. Good to be here. How are you?
Mate, I'm good.
Hectic.
Yeah, I haven't slept. I tell a lie. I've had about 58 minutes of sleep over the last 48 hours. I am now the proud father of another daughter, Zoe Birmingham. Zoe Estelle Birmingham.
You!
Official second daughter of the podcast.
Fucking oath. Cute as a button.
Cute as a button. Went into labor. Steph did, not me. Midnight, Sunday night.
Were you asleep?
No.
Were you woke? You weren't woken up?
I knew that it was en route, like it was coming. She'd been having some fucking latent cramping, I believe is the term. That could be wrong, though.
Not the Higgs boson or whatever?
No, no. The Higgs boson. No, Braxton Hicks.
Braxton Hicks.
Talented flag footballer.
Higgs boson, I believe, a particle they discovered at the...
Hadron Collider.
That's right.
That's a very good point. And they had hypothesized that it existed.
They did. They proved that it existed. But they needed the proof, and then they just...
needed to get things going
quick
enough.
They built a massive tunnel, fucking 40Ks, and then Switzerland and France. Like a big... I think it's the biggest science experiment.
No, that was a big science experiment.
Yeah, big lift.
Yeah, like that would win you any... you know, year two science
that's
experiment.
Right. Well, shout out to the Higgs boson.
Yeah.
We're off topic.
I don't know what the Higgs does either, but that's, again, we are off
topic. I think
it
gives weight to things.
Why does
shit weigh so much? Must be something else there. Where is it? Yeah. There's Higgsy. There's Higgsy boy.
There he is.
Now,
not Higgs boson.
No, not Higgs boson.
Not Braxton Hicks.
Hicks.
Just contractions.
Right, okay.
So they started happening... She was getting a few of them, like preparatory ones, I think, Saturday night. So you knew it was sort of close, but it wasn't like a water's broke or anything. It was just like, oh, a bit uncomfortable, and then it went away. So Saturday night, I was in bed nice and early. I was like, if this thing kicks off, I want to have at least had a couple of fucking hours under my belt.
Mm.
Sunday night, for whatever reason, knowing full well that that was a smarter decision, I was up watching fucking bloopers from Always Sunny in Philadelphia until I knew I wasn't able to go to sleep because her contractions were so bad that we were now in the thick of it, and me trying to sleep would have been neglecting my duties as a
But do you think that you knew deep down it was going to come then and you just wanted to distract yourself? You just wanted to get a bit of fucking Always Sunny?
You know what? Like maybe,
in some sort of weird way?
Maybe.
Was this your like last chance at like, you know, putting the feet up?
Possibly, but to be honest, when it comes to this life, Eddie, this life of children, there's no greater... putting your feet up than being completely asleep. That's the greatest form of feet up you can have. Anyway, in there, you know, started at midnight, and then by 6 a.m. this morning, we had a little baby girl. Didn't know. It was a surprise.
We knew.
Huh? I knew. I fucking knew I was going to be a father of girls. No issue with that. But I knew that that was going to be the case.
I had you penciled in for a girl. I also had you penciled in for a Sunday night birth.
What, last night?
Well, Ella said the other day, she's like, when do you reckon you'll have it? I go, I reckon Sunday night.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot to do on Monday, so I kind of feel like that's the time to do it, right?
That's what I felt like was going to happen. We are doing this slightly later than usual, punters.
Yeah, we are. We are.
But Tom goes a big lift for all of you.
You know what it was? I had my second child. Well, Steph did. And then I was at home. She's still in the hospital. I had an hour's sleep, and then I woke up. I sat bolt upright in bed and went, holy fuck, the punters and the dribblers. And I just got up, threw my clothes on and sprinted here. I was like, I can't let him down.
Yeah, he ran here.
I ran here. And I didn't sweat because I'm fucking 92 kilos and just killing it. Not true. Was 92 kilos though, but that's neither here nor there. Except that it's
was
10 kilograms.
Or am.
I was when I checked, but I haven't checked for a little while.
Okay. But how did it all go?
Mate, So the first time with Evie...
Because you've done it.
But the first time we did it with Evie, 42 hours long, this one's six. Big difference. But
It was a fucking, it didn't, you didn't know which bit was labor and which bit wasn't. It was kind of over fucking, you know, a couple of days, and it was a wig out. And then Steph ultimately had an epidural, had to, everything had to sort of happen because it was going for so long, the baby was in distress. Steph had made a big point about going, like, because she's a Balkan bulldog herself, Croatian, Serbian descent. She was like, I want to do this fucking thing without any pain medication. Apparently, when you do give birth naturally, and you just finally, like, it come, the baby comes out, the body is fucking pumped with some, like, crazy endorphins, and it's like a high, which I saw firsthand.
Oh, she went, she's looking to get in there and fucking
she's just
get
a, high as a she's car. Just a junkie, mate. That's all it is. She's just a junkie. She's an endorphin junkie.
Well, aren't we all?
Well, exactly. But she, it was just, it was actually crazy to see what the woman's body can do. It's absolutely mental how fucking painful it looks like and what they go through and like the primal screams you get out of them. We're like, holy shit, dude. Holy fuck. And like the and also just like the, you know, you're like this, I'm in the thick of nature right now. Like I could have David Attenborough fucking looking at me, the David Attenborough of space, you know what I mean, whoever the galactic David Attenborough is, could be looking in on us right now.
I don't. I think if there is a galactic David Attenborough, he's covered this pillar to post.
100%. Well, exactly.
The so, primal screams.
Yeah, the primal screams of the human being. Sabian,
yeah. Well, that have a different name.
Well,
you
that's
get it.
True. But that you bit like we'd assume that.
Oh, they is, might be like they call themselves.
They call themselves Homo sapiens. Although because there is such a gulf in intelligence, maybe they don't even understand us. You know what I mean? It's much like the ants. So
people often use that analogy.
They do. Yeah, I didn't come up with it, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm sitting here in Sunnies as well, Punishables. If you're watching the video, my eyes are very sore. It's, again, not much sleep. Do I look cool as well with this shirt? I mean, maybe it works. Maybe it's the brown, the maple leaves. I don't know. So she, we do it in the bath, though. Primal bath birth.
I didn't know you were penciled in for a primal bath birth.
So part of what it is like with the, whatever she signed up with, it's like a midwife clinic or something. That's part like something you can sign up to, or you've got to get in early, like because a lot of mums want to do it or expecting mums want to do it.
Get in early.
As so like as soon as you find out you're pregnant, you book in with this thing. So then in 9 months' time,
right.
It's something like that. Do your own research if sure. You want to fucking know. But compared to when we just like gave birth in some fucking sweat, like, you know, just some room last time, this was like a nice tranquil thing. It had a double bed, had like a really tranquil, like painting of like a forest on one of the walls, had a big bath in this ensuite bathroom. And like, it was just very fucking chill. And we had a midwife who was basically just with us the whole time. Didn't really get too involved, just like let it happen.
She didn't.
The midwife didn't really do anything. Like, as in, she obviously did. They're amazing. Midwives are fucking amazing. That, like, to do these jobs, like, to, for that to be your job,
you just pushing them out. Well,
like,
not pushing
in
them
there,
out.
Helping them, monitoring them, like, looking at, like, their fucking, you know, like, everything.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's a wild way to fucking earn a crust.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In terms of, like, wild shit to do.
Wild shit. You, like, after Zoe came, see what annoys me? One thing I hate that chicks love to say, welcome Earthside. As soon as Zoe came
welcome up, Earthside?
Yeah, so it's like, well, like welcome.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing for like influencer moms, I would say.
Never seen it, never heard of
bruh.
It.
Bruh. Earthside, welcome Earthside.
But I wouldn't say that I'm, you know, digesting that much fucking content. You
mummy,
know what I mean?
Mummy influence
not
content?
Not really, no.
Yeah. And you're better off for it. So while we're on that, influencers who are, what, a million followers, like the best bodies on planet Earth. I don't know if you see this, Eddie, because I see this one. This one fucking, this one puts an irukandji up my pee hole, I can tell you. When they go, they try and put like a body positivity post out and they're like, it's okay to not have like flattering photos. And it's like some chick with the fucking best rig ever trying to like contort her body to look fat and be like, look, I take shit photos as well. And you're like, bruh, you look fucking, you look like you might have like kidney stones or something. You're like in such pain trying to double over, you're trying so hard to show me that you have fat on your
rolls,
body, which
yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
That's by the by, but I had to mention that as well. Because cool. That's been on my
I don't
mind.
I don't think there'd be many people out there that would begrudge that comment on.
No. But anyway, So Zoe comes Earthside.
Yep. Sure. Well, I mean, yeah. She was already on Earth, but anyway.
She was already on Earth, but she's now Earthside.
She just wasn't living in a sack. She's not living in a sack anymore.
Look, I'm with you, dude. But before this morning, she was on Earthside. Yep. If you consult some influencer mom.
Now she's Earthside.
Now she's Earthside.
She's enjoying this side of Earth.
Loving it. But we're in a bath, dude. This is what was crazy. We weren't planning a bath, but you've got all these options.
How high is the water?
You've got to have your, they have to be underwater. Like, I don't remember exactly why, but they were saying like Steph's ass had to be underwater the whole time. And as it's getting to like.
So you can go in there to this room of tranquility,
yeah,
as described by you, and choose what your flavor is.
Dude, it's like pick your own path. And it was like
what's in there for the fathers, or is it all
bro?
Like,
is there
like a bottle of scotch in the corner?
No, dude.
Just in case you need to fucking
mate, if you
take the edge off.
If you have, like, you know, a lot of dudes, like you and I, for example, we cruise through life with a lot of faux bravado and, you know, confidence that, you know, probably doesn't tell the truth of inner turmoil, insecurity. But like, you know, just being your normal self, the way you are, confident around your friends or whatever the fuck it is. When you are in this situation where all you're trying to do is the right thing and you don't know what the fuck that is.
Did you take your cards?
Yeah. So Steffi had like all these things to try and like help have the birth go the best way as possible, because with Evie it was fucked up. So I had little cards to like reminders of shit to do when we're in the throes of it. Or then when we arrive there, like, you know, give these notes over to the midwife so that she knows exactly how I want it. Like, these are some words that, like, instead of saying pain, you say pressure. Instead of saying contraction, you say surge. Like, try and reframe the way they hear things to help them, like, push through if they don't want, like, medication and shit.
Yeah.
And so there's just the times where I'm, like, frantically, like, running around trying to do shit, just like this fucking idiot getting in the way and, like... As we got there, and then I'm like quickly, like, she's got a contraction, so I'm massaging her back, and then it's like stops for a second. So then I quickly try and get up to go and get this card to go and give the nurse, like, this is the stuff she needs us to not say this shit, like, duh, duh, duh. And like I go to like ruffle through the fucking the bag to get it, and then as I'm running over, and Steph sees me and just like,
are you running?
Well, it's like I'm not sprint. The rooms are big enough to run, but I'm like moving with like haste,
yes,
because I don't want her to hit another contraction while I'm fart-assing around in my bag. But as I'm like coming back, like fumbling these papers, she's seen me, seen what I'm doing. And in just the most like, stop it way, it was just like, we are so far beyond what I want and need. Like, I'm in so much fucking pain. All 99% of the things that I was like, had planned are out the fucking window, all right? Like, I've got a human coming out of my vagina. Just get it together and stop fart-assing around. Like, put the fucking papers down. That was all conveyed with just this flick of the hand. And I'm like, thank God I didn't go up to this midwife. Like, so anyway, this is what we need to do.
So the notes went out the window?
Notes went out the window.
Okay.
It was just massage the fuck out of her back and give positive, like, you can do this, push through, blah, blah, blah. Don't do the fucking... It is a hard thing, though, to try and talk someone off the painkiller ledge when I'm like, I would have had
Was she trying to talk you into it?
Only once. She's like, she didn't want it. She didn't want it. That was her whole thing. She didn't want it. And then she only had one time where she was like, fuck, I can't do this. Give me some fucking pain meds. And I was like, I had to talk her down. Well, not even like, I just had to be like, no, it's not what you want. It's not what you want. But I'm like, who the fuck am I to tell you what you want right now? This looks like hell. This looks like absolute hell.
I remember last time with Evie, you were like, saying no to pain medications like getting your teeth ripped out in the chair without getting knocked
yeah,
out.
God,
I'm like,
nah.
Fuck that.
I just want to know what it feels like.
I remember when they said to the op, they even gave the option of getting your teeth out, like, oh, you can get them out in the chair, you'll be drugged up, you won't feel, or you can get knocked out. I'm like, knock me the fuck
knock
out,
me.
Bro.
I don't want to feel
what are
my
you
head
talking
shaking.
About? I want to fucking have the sensation of teeth getting ripped out of my
The last thing I want to feel is you ripping teeth out of my mouth. Knock
so,
me out.
But so that gives some context as to where I would be. I'd be reaching for the button, bro.
I think most dudes
pump
just
me
like,
up.
But again, you know, I guess we don't have necessarily anything really bespoke specific to our gender other than pissing standing up. Whereas like women, birth is like, you know, a large part of being a woman.
Mm. Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's certainly part of it.
Is it
our pissing standing up? It may well be.
I think it is, Eddie. But that's not to take away from the birth. I'm not taking away.
I'm saying that's all we got.
That's all we got.
That's all we've got.
Yeah. It sits proudly alongside pissing standing up.
It's all we got.
It's all we've got.
And we're proud of it.
Absolutely we are. I could piss into a cup from 2 meters if I needed to go.
Mate, like I can piss a fair way up a wall. If I gotta go and I lean back and really give
if
it
I
time.
Really give it for like I reckon I probably got like 5 seconds of like
what do you
glory.
What do you reckon? 10?
Like height?
Yeah, 10 foot?
I reckon you could probably hit a basketball hoop.
Do you reckon?
Actually, no,
like,
dude.
On your best day?
It'd have to be your best day. It'd have to probably be like morning wood, really need to piss.
Yeah, you'd have to have a bit of wood.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it soft. You need something because you need blood squeezing it through.
100%. And on your best day, I reckon you're a chance.
Yeah.
Now, that's why we're so proud to piss Danny up, because we can accomplish crazy things like that.
When Zoe goes back and listens to this episode, one day.
Yeah, look, Steph's going to have kids, but.
But he can piss up a wall if he wants to.
On his best day.
On his best day, slightly hard, ideally.
Well, yeah.
Because if you're too hard, it's hard to piss at all.
Well, you can't be too hard.
No, you can't be rock hard.
You got to be about 80%.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'd agree with 80%.
Where are we?
I don't know. Basically, Zoe. I'm going to try. Zoe. So what's crazy, though, about giving birth in the bath is that babies don't need to take a breath, right? Because they're in the fucking... So once she came out, she was just sitting...
When do they need to stop breathing? Start breathing.
Only once they come out of the... like the.
So it's essentially like I'm still in fluid.
She came out and was sitting on the bottom of the bath. It wasn't for very long at all, but the image is fucking foot like crazy. But just kind of shot out and then was just sitting there. And we looked down and Steph's like, can I pick her up? And they're like, yeah. But like, you don't have to. It's not like she was drowning. It's like, she's all good. She's not breathing. She's still connected to the umbilical cord.
You could leave her down there for...
Mate, you could have nipped out. You could have nipped down the road to get a coffee if you wanted to. Obviously still connected to the umbilical cord.
Of course.
If it allowed. If the umbilical cord was long enough, you could have nipped down to the pub.
You could have nipped down, yeah. Watch a few dishes running
around. Yeah, you could have gone down and jumped on a couple of dishes, then got back up there and gone, all right.
And it would have been like you missed nothing.
No, it just would have been like she moved into a bigger womb for a couple of hours.
Yeah. So water warm?
Yeah, warm bath. And just fucking, mate, it's crazy. And Steph, just an absolute weapon, trooper.
So you were in the bath?
I was sitting along like on the sides of it and helping out and massaging and like holding up. And then as soon as it was go time, I was in boardies anyway.
I was going to say, what do you wear?
Yeah, boardies. I was in trackies when I got there, but I bought boardies. Thank God, eyes up footy. And then,
is boardies like, is that the, like, are you encouraged to wear boardies? Would they rather be in dickies? Do they have a preference?
Well, I was going to wear I was going to wear my nippers outfit from, you know, back when I did nippers, you know, and wear the hat.
Yeah.
Is that
top preference?
That was what I wanted to do. I was encouraged against it, even though I thought, you know, I did my best work at nippers. It would only make sense to sort of try recreate that.
Well, you were at your best around water when you were doing nippers. Mm. I can see the connection.
Yeah. I was advised against it heavily, so I just opted for board shorts, which is fine. But then, yeah, as soon as the baby came out.
Did you wear a rashy?
Wouldn't that just... No, I didn't wear a rashy. But, I mean, would I have looked better with one on in the situation? I think that's a real question.
You almost just, for the photo...
Put a rashy on. Just have one. Go, hold on quick. Let me whack one on.
No, but, I mean, what a fucking... You're rifling through the old family photos.
And you see Dad in a rashy in a bath.
Ha ha ha.
why is he wearing that? You know, fucking bit insecure, I think.
They made us. They made us.
Yeah, it was a hospital issue. Why does it say Rip Curl on it? Fuck off, next page. Let's look at some other photos. Fucking bath births. Who the fuck came up with that? Oh, shit. So, no, didn't do the rashy.
Right.
But okay. Should I have? Yeah.
Well, mate, you've dropped fucking...
I've dropped a bit. But
so you're in Bath, Nick.
Yeah, but I'm not Joel Edgerton in Sparrow, Nick.
Yeah.
I saw Sparrow the other night, and now that's who I want to look like. That's my ideal body. I wasn't Joel Edgerton in Sparrow.
Sure.
But I was... Few are. That's true.
Not few, but you aren't.
There's plenty you are.
Plenty.
There's plenty. I'm just not.
If Love Island's anything to go off.
Haven't watched it, but I know they're all fucking jacked. Anyway, that's that, dude. Now I've got two girls.
Mum. So what's the morning been like?
Bro, like just sitting around, just skin to skin, which is really nice. Like, you know, the baby's just laying on you, hanging out.
Mm.
Breastfeeding straight away.
Love that.
Happy, not crying. Just
what's
like,
the word for that? Latched?
Latching. Latch straight away.
Look at me, mate.
Look at you, dude.
I just remember this.
You're ready to rock? You'll fucking have it soon enough. But yeah, mate, nothing. Just hanging out. Her and Steffi. Funnily enough, as well, my friend of the show, Alex Newby, and his beautiful wife, Matea. Congratulations to them. They also had a baby like 2 days before us. And we just bumped into them in the hallways. We were like, holy fuck, how cool is this? Both of their little babies. So that was wild. But yeah, just went up to the like room. Steffi's got to stay in there for like one or two nights just to sort of like, you know, be monitored and all this bullshit. I went home.
I was under the impression you could fucking...
Bro, no, you could leave afterwards. You could leave 4 hours afterwards, but there was like something they wanted to monitor. Like everything's all good, but they're like some procedural thing with something. Like they were like, we'll monitor probably for 24, 48 hours.
Yep.
So they'll both be in there. But it's fucking crazy, dude. Tiny.
What'd you do with Evie?
Evie Rose. My mum came around. Shout out to Annabelle. Nana. She came around at like 2 a.m. and looked after Evie. Evie was asleep, so she didn't have to worry. Dude, you feel like you're cheating on your kid a little bit because now I've got a new kid and I'm like holding this baby and then I'm like, you know, I've bonded with Evie over, what is it, almost 2 years and she's like, you know, daddy's little girl. She's got me completely fucking wrapped. I'm an absolute soft cock when it comes to Evie. So then you're like, oh, dude, I feel a little bit bad. Like I've got this new kid who I don't really know and I'm sort of treating like you. But, I mean, obviously that's not a rational way to think.
No.
But I assume other people will be able to feel that logic. Yeah, I reckon people would, that would make sense to some people. If not, whatever. But anyway, I mean, that's it.
That's it. Well done, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Proud Thanks, of you, mate. Everyone.
Punter and the dribbler are proud of you.
Well done to Steph. I didn't do anything. Steph is a fucking weapon.
Well, you showed up, mate.
I did show up. And I, you know, I fumbled around the room.
You played your role.
Played my role. And shout out to the midwives. Caitlin, I think her name was. But midwives in general.
She sounds fabulous.
Huge lift to do that every fucking day.
I'm not surprised Steffi fucking knocked it out of the park.
No, neither am I. Neither am I. But
I was like, because I've just fucking predicted everything here.
Yeah.
I was like, she'll
smash it.
Ella's like, do you reckon? I'm like, yeah.
There was something.
Okay, she's a fucking, you know, Steph.
She's
like,
got she's it. When she's got something in her mind, yeah. She wants to do it, she'll do it. She can do it.
She'll fucking, yeah. she'll kill it. She's like, yeah, I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
And then there you go.
Ripped and Ted.
Love it.
I mean, I feel like it's all been about me. You okay? How are you?
I'm good, mate.
You sure?
I went to the pub, you know what I mean?
Got a mullet, though?
Got my hair cut, punters and dribblers, really pumped. Shout out to the barber. I don't know his name.
Devo. He's one shot.
Yeah, but...
But you got the mullet.
Got it. Well, he went a bit short.
Let me see. Right. Take the hat off.
He went a bit short.
Yeah, but I think that's all right. That's how, when we were talking about it, I think that's how I envisaged it.
But now I know the process.
Yeah.
I will be able to, as you said,
talk them through it. Yeah.
And now that I've seen how the fucking
sausage is made.
I'm like, what the fuck is that saying? Yes.
But once that grows out a little bit as well, and obviously you're talking to the Neo of hairdressing here, once that grows out a little bit, it'll
But that's what I mean. And then I can start to fucking fumble around. But it was long before punters and dribblers. It was fucking long. Ella is as stoked as any woman's ever been.
That it's trimmed up?
Yeah, she was over.
Does she like this as well?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She
it's cool.
Fucking hated my afro. Like, she despised it. The afro into the beard, she's like, I can't even look at you anymore. You are fucking grotesque. And I'm like, she's like trying to hide your fucking afro under your hat all the time. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Yes, I'm aware.
Yes, that is what I'm doing. There's not much else I can do though.
She's like, you could cut it yourself like Tom. And I'm like, yeah, but Tom...
He's the Neo of hairdressing.
Yeah, but he's cut his teeth on the fucking borders, mate. Yeah, yeah. What have I got?
I'm a veteran of this game. I need one though. I've got some absolutely ghastly little bits that I missed whenever I cut my hair last that are just like these long ratty-esque pieces. Anyway, Eddie.
But mate, I'm good. Fucking same old same for me, mate.
Good. Great. Grand. Should we talk some sport?
I reckon. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
Sort of.
Sort of. We need to just talk shit, really, but sport. Well, before we get into the sport, I wanted to just make a special shout-out to all of the punters and the dribblers for their Kempy memes over the last couple of days, because they've obviously taken the punters and dribblers by storm. Now, would you say 6 days in that maybe it's done its dash as like a content piece? Maybe, but there have been some fucking absolute pearlers.
There's been some rip snorters. It started kicking off on like Friday, I think. And then they were getting pretty good. I'm like, these are fucking funny. We put a post up and then they started really
rolling in again.
Now there's shitloads of them.
Shitloads of them.
And they're fucking funny.
But, you know, look, shout out to the beef. As Matt pointed out,
he's only been gone a week.
He's been gone a week and everyone's like, what the fuck is going on?
He's missed 1 week of content. This will be the second.
Yeah.
But it's only Monday.
There you go. Well, the punter and the dribbler are fucking, you know what I mean? Like
they're junkies for content.
They're junkies for dribble.
Yeah. And for yarn.
Dribble and yarn.
Mostly dribble, but also for
yarn. Well, yeah. Dribblers are junkies for dribble and yarn.
Also, shout out to our little mate, Dior Dave, who's not here at the moment because of the change in time.
And we forgot to tell him we were changing the time.
Well, we got to play a little bit of Eyes Up Footy given your situation.
Yes.
And Eyes Up Footy we have played, and Matt, because he's a legend, has stepped in.
Stepped in.
He was also here, but he has stepped in. But Dior, shout out to Dior, who we were illuminated to his...
behaviours on the weekend. I don't know if this is a like big for your boots, look at me, I'm Dior Dave.
We'll just tell the punter and the dribbler what happened and you can make of what you will.
A mate of mine, Charlie, reached out to me.
So he was a mate?
Well, I used to work with him. Yeah, so he's like a mate. He's not like fucking...
He wasn't a random.
I didn't send him a photo of fucking Evie being like, Evie was born. He's not that close, but he's a guy I used to work with. And I would say he is a friend. But he's not like... He's not you, Eddie.
Sure. Glad we cleared that up.
Yeah. But he sent me a message going, if you feel like ripping on Dior Dave, I was lining up for Beach Road on the weekend and it was a fucking strict one in, one out policy because it was obviously heaving because it's the first weekend out of lockdowns. And Dior Dave and his fucking bunch of cronies.
Cronies is a great word.
They rocked in and they pulled the old, I noticed something in the line that I know.
It's the oldest trick in the book.
It's the oldest trick in the book. We start talking and then we just, and they just, him and all of his cronies just cut the line right at the front and pushed in front of Charlie and his mates. I said to Charlie, did you tell him to fuck off? And he's like, no, we didn't. We just let it go. I go, well.
But that's what Dior and his cronies are banking on.
They're banking on, you know what I mean? Good men to stand by and say nothing. That's how evil prevails.
It's exactly right. So make of that what you will, punters and dribblers.
Does that surprise you? It doesn't surprise me.
Is Dior Dave's too big for his boots? It might have been a mother of all lines, but it doesn't excuse it in my book. I will say this. It's the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah.
Is it the only trick in the book? How else does one infiltrate a line?
It's a good question. Do you just... I mean, you can... If you are... You know, someone of Dior Dave's status, which is fucking humongous at the moment, you know what I mean? Like he's, especially in Bondi, you know what I mean? He's that sort of area. Does he just go up and fucking give a nod to the security guard at the front?
Well, clearly, I think if he was at that level, he would have.
Yes.
He's probably come up with like seven or eight cronies. Maybe they're like, A, I don't know who the fuck you are, back of the line. B, you got too many cronies.
Too many cronies.
I think it's probably too many cronies.
Yeah.
People know who Dior Dave is.
Yeah, yeah.
Secchi's alive.
Well, apparently that's why he was late on Monday as well. Last week's podcast. When did we...
Thursday.
Because
It's called the Thursday Pod, remember?
Yeah, sorry, dude. Again, I haven't slept. I don't even know what day it is. He was late to recording on the Thursday Pod because he was fucking getting flogged at Beach Road on Wednesday night. And he was like, you know, D or Dave and it all up around the fucking, oh, yeah, my podcast, fucking da da. Because a friend of ours, Ed Liston, saw him there.
He did. Mate, he loves it down there.
D or Dave, out there fucking just...
The little line cutter.
The little line cutting D or Dave. Is anyone surprised? I'm not. I'm not surprised at all. I wonder if he'd have lip on him.
He'd be lippy.
Like, not he's not a brawler, but he's like a... whether he'd be
well,
like
he's
a,
clearly not a brawler.
Well, no, I know that. He's clearly not a brawler. Unless he has just been hiding his black belt to us the whole time. I don't imagine that's the case.
I think that's probably something, yeah. Lift up the shirt you lift show up the every shirt. Now.
Well, Dave would. David Walker. David wears a fucking tie.
Do up his fucking... Hold up his pants.
Yeah.
I think he'd have a bit of lip on him.
Yeah.
I think he'd have a mouth on him in the right circumstances.
In the right circumstances. With some large cronies.
Yeah, with some cronies that are around him and a couple of rums in the belly. Now, is it time to talk sport?
It's got to be now.
Has
surely.
To be.
Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now, you can follow along all of our bets at in the About Even private group on the Neds app. You can also follow our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to fucking the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but the civilian bets is where you can see me getting my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as
you
well.
You mean, you know, wow, Eddie, just you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full pixie stuff. So now you're just gonna say you're gonna talk about the fucking profiles tab as well? You're gonna talk about the About Even group? Yeah?
About Even group.
Yeah, how do you get in there?
That's what I said, Code Dribblers.
Oh, okay, there you go. Good. Yeah. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Oh, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Punters and Dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in the chance? Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at hallosport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. There if you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to hallosport.shop, bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler. And we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up. Punters and Dribblers, before we get into the sport, I just want to turn your attention to the greatest biltong of all time. It's called Bareback Biltong.
Yeah, not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. The old school followers of ours would know that we did used to be sponsored by
Bareback. They were our very first sponsor. They kicked off the incredible trajectory that was the ascent of the top of the heap.
Now, Tom and I are sucker for fucking world-class biltong. You better believe we are. And I'm just going to have a couple of bites, and that's why I'm mentioning it.
So locally owned and produced, 100% grass-fed Australian beef, mouth-watering flavours. The perfect partner for your beverage. For punting and dribbling. That's how we used to say it. That's how we used to sell it, wasn't it, Eddie?
I can't even remember. It fucking tastes so good, though. You forget how good it tastes. Mm. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Not an ad.
No.
I just like biltong. I fucking love it.
Apologies for everyone who's getting that ASMR fucking chewing of biltong in the rear, but...
Apparently that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. ASMR. I don't get it.
What's ASMR stand for, Maddie? ASMR. It's like audio something. Audio sensory.
autonomous sensory meridian response.
Meridian?
Meridian response.
Yeah. I don't know if people get horny from it or what, but it does something.
Tingly sensation that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and upper spine. Pleasantly. Yeah.
It's like when people whisper into your ear.
Off topic.
Shout out to Bareback Biltong for their early days support for us.
Yeah.
Go check them out. They're fucking good. The Biltong's legit.
It's fucking legit. I used to get... Oh, yeah. Anyway. Enough about the Biltong.
Enough about Biltong. And it's for like the 10th time today. Let's talk some sport. Shane Warne, Eddie.
Yeah.
Of Lucky's Warney fame.
Particularly in the last...
Five, six years?
Yeah.
Put out a tweet the other day, which he then shared across to Instagram to make sure that it received the appropriate amount of, I guess, awareness. I would love to help in any way I can with a group of like-minded people to, all in caps, make Melbourne great again. Why did he quote that? Is that because he's just, like, no one said make Melbourne great again. Anyway. Who wants to help getting the city back to where it belongs? We were the most livable city in the world, in brackets, fact, and the sporting capital of the world too. Now, dot, dot, dot. I guess he's saying now they're not any of those things. And then he said, let's do this. Now, I mean, I've never been too fond of Melbourne as a place. Like, Steph lived there for like a year and I went down a couple of times, but like, I've never loved it. Obviously, the MCG is dope. But just as like a place, no disrespect, I don't really care for it. How would you see Shane Warne's Melbourne? You know what I mean? What improvements need to happen? If you let Shane Warne, if you give him like the fucking local portfolio or whatever it is for Melbourne.
Yeah.
I mean, are we seeing like nude murals of like Angelina Jolie instead of the Melbourne street art? You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think first and foremost, Tommy, you're going to have to tacky the joint up a bit.
Yes.
Like... Yeah, I don't mind Melbourne. I've had some good times in Melbourne. But generally speaking, I go down there for a week and I usually get fucked up and I come home. Like, that's what I'm usually down there for. Yeah. I'm usually down there for the races or for a bucks or for a fucking some sort of party or
get in, get
a
30th, off, get out.
Whatever. I hate your airport. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the city, I don't mind. But it's not a tacky city. I don't cruise around in Melbourne and go, this place is tacky as fuck.
It takes itself too seriously.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not tacky enough. Now, if I'm Shane Warne and I'm running an eye over the city I love, the first thing I'm noticing is this place isn't tacky enough.
Not even
to your point, there should be nudes of Angelina Jolie on every corner.
Instead of the bloody wanky fucking, you know, street art in Melbourne, let me get a photo in a laneway. Like, I want to have Angelina Jolie or maybe
with a bloody leg up.
Leg up with like
a big leg spread.
With a cat, you know, with a cat face over a vagina or something. Yeah,
well,
tasteful.
Maybe not even.
Well... I mean, fuck. That's really going for it, isn't it?
Would it be surprising to you if Shane Warne commissioned street art pieces like the leg spread series?
His just the chicks he wants to root the most. Nude on walls around
Melbourne.
His
last 50 private DMs or something.
Just DMs painted on walls though. The actual DM put up on a wall. Instead of the, you know, was that like the stripper pole traffic lights?
Yeah.
Press the button, it's like and every traffic light has a stripper attached to it.
Yeah.
I don't know if attached is the right word, but it's essentially working the pole.
Yeah, sure. Guys and girls.
I mean, you know, cigarettes allowed to be smoked liberally around town.
I think so. Someone, a punter on the Dribbler, put a great suggestion in the Instagram saying, no curtains anywhere in the city. Everyone has to have their windows open.
Windows open. Mm. I like that. I think that's fair. What did he like to drink? Was he champagne? Is he a champagne guy?
Well, he's got his own gin.
He's got his own gin? Is that sort of... Because obviously Shane's a shameless plugger of his own stuff.
100% he is. 100% he is. Again, I can't get away from... I think Shane just goes... He would just make the city what he loves.
Mm. In his honour. In his image.
In his image. So, you know, more statues of the great man.
Free teeth whitening.
Free lipo.
Botox.
Free Botox. What about free, like free chin filler?
You know, like there's like roadside like shoe shiners and shit in like Europe?
Yeah.
Roadside Botox. Here yeah. you go. Come here. Let me just blast a couple of CCs of this shit in your yeah. eyes.
Instead of fucking, you know, instead of getting like JobSaver or JobKeeper, he's like, mate, you want a fucking, you want a threesome? You want a foursome?
Oh.
We got a couple of turkins. Got a couple of.
Here we go. Get down to kittens.
No, get down to kittens. Free hand job.
Free. Free tubs.
I tell you what, it'd do a shitload for productivity.
Mate, the economy would be fucking booming if, yeah. if Warnie's free, down there handing out free tugs.
Free tugs. That's, I mean, you want to make the city great again.
Shane
runner, Shane Warne.
I'm running for mayor. Yeah, free tugs.
He'd win on that too.
A fucking oath he'd win on that.
He'd run and win on free tugs.
Because, I mean, it only really benefits 50% of the population down there, but even the women, such as the pull of Warnie in Melbourne, they'd be like, oh, Shane.
Yeah, well, mate, it
takes. He's know, running on free tugs.
Makes their job easier.
Well, he's subsidising tugs. So it's free, but it's, you know, the
No. It's free for the user.
And the tugger. For the tugger and the tuggee, it's free. Like, as in.
No, the tugger.
The government pays the tugger.
Yeah, the government pays the tugger.
The tugger, sorry.
Yeah. The tuggee is tugged for free.
He's tugged for free, and the tugger paid by Shane.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. In IOUs, promises for money at some point.
These are legitimate. I'm the mayor.
Free bowling lessons.
Yeah. I think that's a great place to start.
Yeah.
As you say, he could run on that. He'd win on that. I mean, what else do you do?
I don't know what else Shane really has in him.
Melbourne's pretty great now. Like, he'd consider it great.
Well, that's it. That's all that's missing, I think. I think he's just like, there's no. I'm sick of paying for time.
Because I don't know how to read that.
Like-minded individuals.
His. But he's like, I know, like-minded, it's like, sure. Well,
there's not many.
Like-minded
like you? There's not many people like you, dude. Like, fucking.
There's not many people like you at all.
No.
But what I'm saying is, like, most livable city, I'm sure it returns to that. The city hasn't really changed, has
it? It's just lockdown, right? I mean, you've been in a
fucking pandemic. You take the lockdown away and pretty
it's
similar.
The same thing.
Sporting capital, I don't see what changes. So maybe he's literally going,
I just want to fucking.
This city's not for me anymore.
No.
It's not promiscuous enough.
I can't find anywhere to get a fucking quick tug.
For free.
For free. And it makes me sick. This isn't the Melbourne I grew up in.
Nah. It makes me ill. This isn't the Melbourne I love.
Oh, I came to know and love. This is ridiculous. Anyway, glad we got into some sport there.
Yeah, we did. Great place to start. You can tell it's fucking October.
Did you see that two fucking dead shit AFL fans broke protocol to sneak into WA to go to the grand final and they're now in jail for 10 months each?
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do they get caught?
I don't know. I just saw it. Maddie, could you suss that? But yeah, 10 months each.
That's a fucking long time.
It is a long time.
That's a long time.
That's a long time for being a scallywag.
Mal Gowan. Is he the one that locked him up?
Mal Gowan, yeah. It's McGowan, but they call him Mal Gowan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, but I just, that name's just hilarious.
Yeah, it's it
just
is. Like, I think you said Mal.
No, as in Mal Gowan.
Yeah,
because that
dribbler
called up.
A Melbourne bar owner and dude, no joke, a friend of mine, she dated one of these guys once. A Melbourne bar, who you know this chick, a Melbourne bar owner and his
financial... I think I know who it is.
A Melbourne bar owner and his financial planner friend have each been jailed for at least, 3 months. Why did I think 10 months?
Because you're an idiot.
That's not fair. Can you, Maddie, just try and see if there is any follow-up to 10 months? For breaching... 3 months is still a long time to be locked up. Breaching West Australia's border rules so they could attend the AFL Grand Final. Prawn restaurant and bar owner... Hayden Burbank, 49. Come on, bruh. Bit old to be fucking around.
It's 10 months with 7 suspended.
Thank you. Take that back.
Sort of.
Okay. Fuck you. And Mark Babbage? No, that's managing director. Sorry. Who is it? Hayden Burbank. Yeah, right. And finance firm managing director Mark Babbage. Jesus Christ. Facebook magistrate court on Wednesday via video link. They each pled guilty to 3 counts of failing to comply with a direction and 1 count of gaining benefit by fraud.
So this is how I wanted to see how they did it. They got in on G2G travel pass applications, which indicated they had been in the Northern Territory for the past 14 days. Their applications were bolstered by falsified documents, including an NT driver's license, ANZ bank statement featuring NT residential address, and a tenants agreement. It was later determined they had flown from Melbourne to Darwin only 8 days earlier and were therefore high-risk travellers who were not permitted to enter WA under its controlled border regime. The pair attended the grand final. They had a beer with one of the players.
I wonder whether these guys, right, like fucking Melbourne haven't won the grand final in 70
both
years or whatever.
Both tested negative to COVID-19. Like, fair dinkum. To get 3 months jail.
I know.
Because you're out by 6 days.
And you don't have fucking
COVID. And you want to, and like, obviously, they're Melbourne fans, right? That's the photo we saw before. Melbourne haven't won in fucking 30 years or 40 years.
That's what I mean. Like, I wonder if these guys are sitting in prison just going, fuck it, it was worth it to get there for the grand final win. Like,
well, obviously, they're like, fuck it, it's worth. Like, maybe now that they got caught, people.
3 months in prison, you might be like, maybe it's not worth it.
People think, you know, I mean, your perception of a situation changes.
Christmas behind bars.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
People are more, you know, it's like drink driving. Like, is it worth it? And then you get done and you're like, no, it wasn't worth it.
No, but drink driving, like the outcome of drink driving could be killing yourself, killing other people. Like, it's far more you are driving around like a metal fucking.
But what I'm trying to say to you is people do it and they get home and then they go, oh, it was worth it. But then they get done, they go, fuck, wasn't worth it. So like they were probably like, it's worth it.
Yeah, fuck it. We won't get caught, or if we do, it's worth it. And then
how did they get caught?
That's a good question.
That'll be interesting.
Also, 7 months suspended. You get out of prison after 3 months and go back to Victoria. What are you going to do? What do you do to get the extra 7 months again? Like, I wouldn't be going back to WA. 3 months seems crazy, though. Surely you just fine them out the arse. Failing to comply with the emergency directive, a maximum sentence of 12 months in prison at $50,000 fines. Do they get fined? Surely they got fined.
Yeah, they got fined.
Oh, wow. So it was because a photo was posted onto the AFL's actual Instagram page.
Oh.
So then the police put out a thing looking like...
But so what? The AFL just put up a photo of these guys.
Someone's ratted them out.
Some piece of someone shit.
They wouldn't have any fucking idea otherwise, because that's what people like. People rat each other out all the time. It was happening in New South Wales. My mate Freeman got ratted out. Someone said that he was down at the Snow. And the cops rocked up to his house and he was like, what the fuck? Mate went through his Instagram and shit, like real fucking...
Ratting him out. What fuck?
But he wasn't at the Snow.
He wasn't at the Snow.
It was another Jack Freeman was at the Snow that they were trying to rat out. And then they went to this Jack Freeman. Obviously, there's more than one Jack Freeman in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They went to his house and they were like, mate, where the fuck have you been at the Snow? He's like, nah, I haven't been at the Snow. Like, show us your Instagram and shit. And then they were like...
Can they even do that? You go, hey, give me a... You can't just come in and search my fucking Instagram.
Well, I think
Instagram
he could have been like, fuck off.
Yeah.
But I think he was like...
Well, I didn't go to the Snow, so I don't have to... I can just be...
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just think that then there's like more layers to it. It's like, well, if you don't show us, then we're, you know...
That's exactly
right.
It's
just the easiest way to get rid of the situation.
But it's like, you can't... Surely, like, I would be interested to know about what the legalities around, like, their right to come and look at your Instagram. Like, can't just go and follow me if you want to see what I've been up to. But
that's by the by. Someone's definitely, someone's 100% ratted them out.
Dude, we got a fucking society of dibber-dobbers. Or you know what? I actually don't think that's true. I think most people wouldn't dibber-dob.
I think more people would dibber-dob than you think.
Dibber-dobbers wear nappies, wet ones too.
Fucking oath they do, wet ones, real wet.
Real wet ones, piss themselves.
So the WA police put out a statement saying, we are appealing for information for members of the public to assist in urgently locating Hayden Burbank and Mark Babbage. And then they released images and descriptions of the pair. So,
and
so you know what? If you're in the state and you know you're not supposed to be there, keep your fucking head down.
Yeah,
don't post anything. Yeah. Don't fucking go and get photos with the players.
No.
Indiscreetly, out discreetly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's definitely like just...
What are you doing?
Yeah, you don't need to go and get photos of the fucking
like,
players.
Like, sure, Well, okay. I'm on your side. Do I think that because you breach quarantine rules by 6 days, you should be locked up for 3 months? No, I don't. I think that's fucking absurd. You also tested negative. But play eyes up footy, bro.
Yeah, come on.
Play eyes up footy. You know Mal Gowan's running that shit.
Yeah.
And he's not going to take too kindly for people breaching his border, even though you can just walk across. But, like, you know what I mean?
That's fucking, yeah.
Be a bit smarter than that,
that's
mate.
Stupid. That's almost, you've got 3 months prison for being dumb.
Yeah, for being a dumb cunt.
Yeah.
That's why we're locking you up.
Yeah.
I reckon the judge said as much.
Yeah,
you two have been charged with being fucking dumb motherfuckers.
Getting in photos. Head down. Celebrate at a bar and then fuck off back to Melbourne.
I would, like, if I was that passionate about it, about my club, and needing to see him play that badly, I wouldn't rule out a disguise, Tom.
Those bloody goggles with the moustache and the nose?
I wouldn't rule that out.
Foolproof.
Foolproof. Well, people can't recognise you. Plays a job. Like, yes, people know I'm wearing a disguise, but I am disguised.
I'm disguised. We are looking for a man with googly eyes, a big nose and a moustache.
Yeah.
Not me. Different person now.
Different person.
Whoops. That's how disguises work.
Yeah. And you might say, yeah, but we know you're wearing a disguise. Yeah, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I'm wearing a disguise.
You don't know who I am. Am I the disguise guy? Am I me? Who am I? Who's the man behind the mask?
Exactly. Or in this case, the googly eyes.
With the moustache and the
nose. And the moustache. That's what we're saying.
Anyway, great story. Great yarn.
Fucking funny.
Huge. Huge. They'll be spending Christmas in prison, which is hilarious. But also
and
so far
wildly unnecessary.
Wildly unnecessary. And a massive waste of resources. Conor McGregor punched a DJ in the face. Is that what happened?
He did.
I love it.
I love it too.
He's on holidays with his family, his wife, his children.
So I'm just getting up the name of this bloke.
And he's just punching
DJs.
And
obviously, Big Matty of Better Than Dior fame will back us up. But
done.
His name was Francesco Fascinetti.
Sounds Italian, Eddie. So that checks out.
So it checks out. Conor McGregor getting his kid baptized at the Vatican is as dribbly.
Is that what he
That's
did?
Why he was there. That's dribbly.
That is.
That's, I've got too much money and too much time.
Yeah, but that's fantastic.
It's great.
That is so Conor McGregor getting his son baptized at the Vatican before going out and punching an Italian DJ.
Who he was partying with.
He like apparently without were motivation weird. As we talked for more than 2 hours and we also had fun together.
So he was claims he was attacked. He was attacked in an unprovoked nature after he and his wife would spent 2 hours partying with them. And then he punched him in front of 10 witnesses at the St. Regis Hotel. What's he said to him? Khabib's better?
What? Have we got the video? Is his lip split? Oh, he fucking connected.
Yeah. He gets him a couple everyone. Of times. He
is there video?
No, but like, it's like his top lip, bottom lip vibe.
Luckily, he was very close to me, so couldn't load up on his punch. He flew back, fell on the table, and then on the ground. The first thing that came to mind was, are we kidding? Is it a show? Then I was paralyzed. I turned around and saw that his friends were holding him against the wall because he wanted to continue beating Francesco. And they took him away. I turned on the light and the guards turned them off. Francesco was bleeding. I wanted to help. Gotcha.
What is he like? What's going on?
I wonder if he's got CTE.
He's just going around.
He could just be a fuckwit, right? Like, he could just be a fuckwit. He gets on the drink, acts like a prick. Like, there's also that. But, like, you do wonder. Joe Rogan said in a podcast recently where he was like, he goes, the biggest moral dilemma I have with being involved in MMA is that the vast, vast, vast majority of fighters are all suffering with some form of brain trauma and just trying to, like, you know, deal with that.
In what way? Like, in what?
Well, it'd be manifesting differently, but, like, whether it's just fucking headaches, whether it's, like, mental, like, whether it's depression, whether it's fucking forgetting where your keys are or the name of your kids, like, there's a spectrum of it. But he was like, that's the biggest dilemma I have with
really? Well, his might well be aggression.
Well, exactly, right? Like, just the erratic behavior. Like, John Jones fucking headbutting cars and fucking toweling up his missus and shit. Like, but Conor does just seem like a fuckwit. But then when he's like interviewed, like when he's being genuine and like he seems very nice and maybe that's just the way of like that's a
Well, I think but it's him. It's him putting his mask on, right?
Yeah,
it's his disguise. It's his media. He gets in front of the media and he fucking tells you what you want to hear.
You'd think you'd forget and then when he's out on the pitch, he's flogging people. Leg in half, like fucking not that long ago. He hasn't really missed a beat without like a broken leg. No. He stayed in front of the fucking media more than ever.
100% he has. And maybe that was part of it. He's like, oh, I'm going to be off my feet for a while, so I need to be in the media. So I'm going to try and fight Machine Gun Kelly. I'm going to try and fight this Francesco loser who no one knows.
He's certainly fighting some soft cocks, isn't he?
Well, he's picking his battles pretty well, isn't he?
Yeah.
Find me like high profile soft cocks and let me have a crack. I bet, you know what I mean?
Like you've got the BMF belt and then Connor's got the fucking high profile soft cock.
Belt. Yeah, the soft cock belt.
The soft cock belt. FCB.
F?
S.
SCB, yeah.
SCB.
That's exactly right.
No sleep. No sleep.
No sleep. Hang in there, buddy.
Hanging in.
Punters, dribblers, this came to my attention today by the one, the only, the Matt of filling in for Dior Fabulously Fame.
Yeah.
Fucking try this on for size, right? Cricket, dribbly shit, where heaps of dribblers play.
Yes.
Filled with dribblers, like no other sport, probably. Mm. Nathan Bennett playing the local West Australia D grade comp. Okay.
West Australian D grade.
Guess how many runs he went for in an over?
What did he go for?
50 runs in one over.
So, how's that? How does that work?
Eight sixes.
So, obviously, he had a couple of no-ies.
And then two extras. No, so like, so there was two no balls that were tonked for six. Yeah.
Then six sixes.
Six sixes and then the two extras for the no balls.
Oh my God. That is, dude, imagine thinking that you play like
eight sixes you went for.
But playing D's, like D grade West Australia, you're thinking, well, there's, I'm obviously not going to make it and I'm not going to do anything of note in the cricket world because I'm playing D grade West Australia. And you're like, well, little did you know, whatever that guy's name was, you're going to get tonked. Nathan Bennett. You're going to get tonked for eight sixes. You're going to go for fucking 50 in and over. And that's how you're going to make the news.
And there's going to be an article about you. And people are going to take the piss out of you.
Yeah.
And that's your, that's you, mate.
That's you, dude. That's the most D-grade shit I've ever heard.
That's as D-grade as it gets.
That's as D-grade as it gets.
It's so fucking great.
It's so D-grade. That's almost... Is that's almost like the greatest achievement in D's cricket, right? Because like even if you get 100, cool. Like, oh, you got 100 playing against fucking losers. Like, it's about how D grade can you be?
Well, if you you got to, exactly, because you're in the D's. So you got to be all about the D's.
Yeah.
And that means living and breathing D's cricket.
Yeah.
This cunt got the memo.
He's like, all right, I've got to be a fucking...
Nathan Bennett is a genius at his craft. And his craft is D grade cricket.
D grade cricket.
He's unbelievable at being
What was
awful.
He bowling?
Pies.
Yeah, well, obviously pies, but I'd love to know, was he a spinner? Was he fucking...
The poor bowler was tonked for 50 runs in one over. The mind-blowing miracle came on the back of eight consecutive sixes struck in the eight ball over that included two no-ies. It was the first and last over that Bennett bowled at his Kingsley Woodvale Cricket Club, who was flogged by Sorrento Duncraig in a first innings bloodbath on Saturday. Sorrento Duncraig reached 6 for 276 off 40 overs.
Oh.
And Kingsley reached 8 for 154 from 40 overs. Not a bad, well, I mean, 100 fucking.
The 77 run over.
Both the openers scored, oh, two batters scored centuries.
Have you seen what's on the screen here?
Yeah. This is the best.
So this is off the back of the 50 run over from Nathan, whatever the
fuck. So I'm pretty sure that guy's got the, like, he's got some sort of fucking loser record, whatever. But the actual, the record for first class cricket, FC, is 77. A bloke went for 77 runs. His name was Bert Vance, okay? Back in 1990, the bloke... Was he? He's a Kiwi, I believe.
77?
Yeah. Nip down a little bit, Dave. Yeah. So,
Dave.
I mean, fucking Matt. How is this? Vance, so he got tonked for fucking five sixes and then proceeded to bowl a succession of no balls. Of his first 17 deliveries, only one, the second, was legitimate.
What the
full fuck? Full toss after full toss was lobbed down from 2 or 3 yards down the track. Bert overdid it somewhat.
I wonder if this guy is related to, like, as if he's like Streety's granddad or something.
He could be, bro.
Because Street, the only reason Street doesn't have 77 ball run overs in the T20 comp we play in is because you're actually only allowed like 6 balls and over. Like at some point, I think they cap you where they go, all right, that's.
Bert was capped. Bert only bowled 5 legitimate deliveries.
Yes, but you are only able to bowl a certain amount of deliveries in 2020 cricket. So like you can't bowl 17 fucking noes. Do you know what I'm saying?
So you're saying they ran out of balls? No, they didn't.
No. I'm saying with Hamish for Streety.
No, I understand that. I'm saying this is first class.
Yes.
They actually decided to pull this cunt off.
Oh, really? Oh, they were just like, you know what, dude?
They go, this is, it's too much.
77 runs. That's absurd. And what class of cricket? First class.
First class.
That's in New Zealand. That's ridiculous. How do you... How
says a lot about first-class cricket in New Zealand at the time.
Fucking oath it does. The over went as follows. 0, 4, 4, 4, 6, 6, 4, 6, 1, 4, 1, 0, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 0, 0, 4, 0, 1. Jesus.
Oh my, imagine.
The balls in bold are the legitimate ones. So, noe, legitimate, noe, 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 legitimate, legitimate, noe, legitimate, legitimate.
Imagine seeing him go for his 5th, 6th.
He only bowled 5 legitimate balls and they went, nah, sorry, bro.
Imagine seeing him go
5 6s in a row of
all of noes.
See if you count that up. At one point, he had 71 off one ball.
Oh, my God.
That's good shit. Cricket, dude. Cricket. Cricket.
What else is there?
There's no other sport like it.
It's so palatable. I fucking love that shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bert. Where's he at?
Is he still kicking? What's his name? Bert Vance?
Yeah, dude. Bert Vance, is he still with us?
Or did he die of shame?
He might have. Would you begrudge a man dying of shame after a fucking 77 run over?
Not in first class cricket. That is something that you may die of shame.
He actually played 4 tests for New Zealand.
What? For New Zealand, that doesn't surprise.
Again.
Yeah. Didn't bowl a ball,
though. The state of New Zealand cricket in the 90s must have been fucking deplorable. Dude.
Who knows?
Who knows? A lot of unanswered questions. But I love that. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Anyway, no dribbles this week because there's just too much going on. We can't get into dribbles this late in the day. I've got to go back and get back to my family. We'll be back Thursday, About Even Wednesday. We've also got a special About Even pod. Is that already up?
No.
That'll be out tomorrow as well?
Yep.
Previewing the basketball. Michael Pride, you may not realize we fucking got the golf again. 1-2. You're welcome. We're also, Michael also likes to fucking make his living picking NBA. So
100 units last year.
100 units last year. Just a bit better than me. 102. So, you know, you'd be silly not to. If you're not already subscribed to the About Even podcast, please go subscribe. iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, whatever. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, all that shit. Eddie, is there anything else from you?
I think you've covered it marvellously, mate. Marvellously.
Well said.
Marvellously.
Marvellously. Well done. Well done to you. Well done to everyone. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.